So suppose you happen to go to work one day, and upon entering your office, you notice that a colleague of yours at work, who shared the same office with you, have carelessly left her pay stub on her desk and went home. And then out of curiosity, you move across to her desk and then opened her paycheck stub. And this was a colleague who does the same work with you. You work the same hours. You have the same job description. And when you open the paycheck, you find out that this colleague of yours is being paid higher than you, despite the fact that you are 5 years ahead of her. Will you be happy? I'm asking. Will you smile and say, "This is good"? Of course, the answer will be no. Even me, who is a priest, will be sad. Even some of us will even call the human resources, you know, to make their complaints known. Why am I being paid lower than a colleague of mine who does the same job with me? So this is similar to what we have read in today's gospel. When Jesus told the parable about the master who hired laborers to his vineyard at the various hours of the day, those who were employed earlier and worked more hours received the same pay with those who came very late in the evening and worked very little. This was really unfair. But if we keep our mind on the injustice done to the older workers, we may miss the lesson of today's parable. So we need to ask ourselves, what is Jesus trying to tell us by this parable? Jesus isn't talking about labor and pay policies as we know them today. This is not a parable about how we are to treat our employees. And Jesus isn't telling us to pay people for doing only a little work, in case we may think that this is a blessing for laziness. No. Instead, Jesus is describing the kingdom of God. And that is why the gospel began by saying, "This is how the kingdom of God is." And so Jesus is telling us how God acts towards us, his children. He is telling us about the kingdom of God, where God's power is at work. So Jesus tells us that the guiding principle of God is total compassion and a generosity which exceeds our imagination. And so certainly, our earthly sense of fairness does not compare with God's wisdom. So to understand this parable, we need to put ourselves in the story, imagining ourselves to be those workers. The workers who were hired very early in the morning, you know, felt that they were not appreciated. Sometimes, we too can feel that way, especially when we think that we have given our best and done our best, and nobody appreciates us. There are moments in life when we feel disappointed and then feel that people we trusted did not meet with our expectations. It is these same feelings that the early laborers, you know, heard, that made them to complain to the vineyard owner. But in the real sense of it, had they not known what was given to the latecomers, would they have been happy or sad? If these early laborers did not know what was paid to the latecomers, would they have been happy or sad?
Happy.
They would have been happy. And so, in other words, what made them unhappy was nothing but jealousy and envy. And Jesus called this out towards the end of the gospel when he addressed the one who was complaining. He said, "Why are you envious of me? Why are you jealous of my generosity? Can't I do with my money what I want?" And so sometimes we too can be, you know, gripped by the feelings of envy and jealousy. So instead of rejoicing with the good fortune of their colleagues, these people were very angry and sad, despite the fact that they received their due wages. In the light of this gospel we have read, we need to ask ourselves, are we jealous of other people's blessings, or do we rejoice at other people's misfortune? This is something we have to go home with as we meditate on today's gospel. Then let us also look at the laborers who came late. They said that they came at 5 p.m. Can we relate with these workers who came at 5 p.m.? We need to ask ourselves, who were those people? We can understand who they were by the response they gave to the landowner. When the landowner asked them, "What are you doing here at this hour?" What did they say? Do you remember what they said? They said what? "Nobody has hired us." That's a feeling of rejection. They have been standing there since morning, not that they came at 5 o'clock. They have been there since morning waiting, but they said, "Nobody has hired us." In other words, no one wanted them. So sometimes that can be you and me. Have we found ourselves in a situation in which no one wanted us? If you look at the statistics of people who have taken their own lives by suicide, and those who were fortunate enough to put a note on the reason why they are taking their lives, it is all 90% saying, "I feel rejected." People take their lives when they feel rejected. And people opt for this physician-assisted suicide because of that feeling. So sometimes we too can feel not wanted. Sometimes when we become sick, we feel that nobody wants us. Sometimes when we get old and become elderly, we feel that nobody wanted us. Sometimes when we become poor or are unemployed and are in need, we feel that nobody wanted us. And some of us, we are rejected simply because of the way they look like. Some also are rejected simply because of their beliefs. There are some people who have been fired from their jobs simply because they have prayed at work. They were told, "This is not a church, and so you cannot pray when you are at work." People have been rejected because of their religious beliefs. But the good news we read today was that the laborers who stayed and persevered never gave up. And because they never gave up, they were found by their master. Even though nobody wanted them, God wanted them. And these workers were never rejected by the master, who is God. And they never rejected themselves. Even though they never found any job, they did not give up in their pessimism. They never went home. They stayed and persevered. And that perseverance actually paid off. So, the good news of today's parable is that no one is ever rejected in the household of God. And if we look at the first reading of today, Isaiah tells us that God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And so, God, in his infinite wisdom, does not reject anyone. He does not reject his children. And so this parable also teaches us about the many ways that God reaches out to us, inviting us, you too, go into my vineyard. We may need to ask ourselves, how are we listening to the various invitations of God? Because each and every one of us in this church is a worker in the vineyard of God. And every time God is beckoning on us, giving us this invitation, asking us, you too, go into my vineyard. It can be that feeling of praying more. When you have that feeling of praying more, that is a way God is also inviting you to go into my vineyard. It can be that feeling of upgrading your sacramental life. That feeling you have of taking your unwedded spouse or wife to church, to get wedded in the church. That feeling can also be a way God is asking you to go into my vineyard. It can be that feeling of going to confession. When you feel like, oh, there is something I'm carrying here in my heart. I want to take it out and confess it to God. Don't say no. That is also a way God is calling you and saying, you too, go into my vineyard. If we do not respond to God's invitation, we are worst off for it. And that is why Jesus concluded in today's gospel by saying, take care, the first might be the last, and the last might be the first. That is something that we all should carry home with as we respond to God's invitation to us to walk in his vineyard. And so let us make it a point of prayer today. Let us ask the good Lord to help us to understand today's parable, because it is all about the kingdom of heaven, that we may heed the lessons that he gave to us by telling us this parable, so that we do not end up being the first who became last, and then allowing those who were last to become first. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.